Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to lead what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are a little over halfway through Iggy's Biggies, a 37 podcast and blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius' spiritual exercises. Right now, we are looking at the eighth component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian truth number 8. Ignatian spirituality is all about the prayer of examine. Today's theme is the examine, an attitude of hope. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. So far, we've briefly looked at two key components of the examine, an attitude of gratitude, a God-breathed self-awareness. The good folks at the excellent website IgnatianSpirituality.com offer these suggestions as we progress through these first two parts of the examine. First, become aware of God's presence. Look back on the events of the day in the company of the Holy Spirit. The day may seem confusing to you, a blur, a jumble, a muddle. Ask God to bring clarity and understanding. Number two, review the day with gratitude. Gratitude is the foundation of our relationship with God. Walk through your day in the presence of God and note its joys and delights. Focus on the day's gifts. Look at the work you did, the people you interacted with. What did you receive from these people? What did you give them? Pay attention to small things, the food you ate, the sights you saw, and other seemingly small pleasures. God is in the details. Thirdly, pay attention to your emotions. One of St. Ignatius' great insights was that we detect the presence of the Spirit of God in the movements of our emotions. Reflect on the feelings you have experienced during the day. Boredom, elation, resentment, compassion, anger, confidence. What is God saying through these feelings? God will most likely show you some ways that you fell short. Make note of these sins and faults, but look deeply for other implications. Does a feeling of frustration perhaps mean that God wants you to consider a new direction in some area of your work? Are you concerned about a friend? Perhaps you should reach out to him or her in some way. Finally, choose one feature of the day and pray from it. Ask the Holy Spirit to direct you to something during the day that God thinks is particularly important. It may involve a feeling, positive or negative, It may be a significant encounter with another person or a vivid moment of pleasure or peace. Or it may be something that seems rather insignificant. Look at it. Pray about it. Allow the prayer to arise spontaneously from your heart, whether intercession, praise, repentance, or gratitude. Thanks again to IgnatianSpirituality.com and their insights I just shared with you. Now, before we conclude our prayer of examine, it's so important to add this final important step, an attitude of hope. Continuing with the excellent advice found on IgnatianSpirituality.com, let me quote, "Look toward tomorrow. Ask God to give you light for tomorrow's challenges. Pay attention to the feelings that surface as you survey what's coming up. Are you doubtful, cheerful, apprehensive, full of delighted anticipation? Allow these feelings to turn into prayer. Seek God's guidance. Ask Him for help and understanding. Pray for hope." You see, if our pursuit of self-awareness, the daily examine, only produces sorrow for our sin, we're missing the true hope found within the Christian faith. As Paul states in our reading for today, "Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back." Let's face it, you and I will always have a stack of dirty laundry to deal with in this lifetime. But as we mentioned last time, it's Jesus' job to come and help us sort through all that mess, knowing it's in and through Him alone that we can be set free from our besetting sin. But we must remember that ultimately, as Paul reminds us here, that God is beckoning us onward, beyond our filthy rags, into a life of hope and promise, a human existence that truly represents Christ living in and through us. So cheer up, my friends. Our daily examine is an opportunity to, yes, stop and survey our lives, asking the Holy Spirit to prompt us into a better awareness of our sin and shortcomings. But ultimately, the examine is meant to remind us of the great hope and promise that awaits those who are journeying through life with Jesus as our final destination. Will you pray with me? Jesus, without a doubt, you want me to have a greater self-awareness of those things in my life that pull me away from you. I readily confess my need for a Savior, but like Paul, my desire is to focus more on the hope and promise that awaits me in Christ. So as I end my daily examine, I'll live and move in the awareness of all the good you have for me as I continue my journey toward you. Holy Spirit, empower me with that gift of hope. For your name's sake, amen. Here are some questions for you to consider today. So, as I look at the three major parts of the examine, an attitude of gratitude, a God-breathed self-awareness, and an attitude of hope, am I finding a healthy balance in these three components as I use the examine on a daily basis? Am I allowing the Holy Spirit to move freely through my use of the examine so that it doesn't become a dry and crusty religious discipline, but remains as a breath of fresh air and ongoing hope in my life? Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as we ponder together on these things. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We would love to hear from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.